WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Ever feel like you're supposed to just suck it up and power through every challenge? Like there is this whole tough guy myth whispering in your ear, telling you that showing vulnerability is weakness. Well, let me tell you, that's a load of baloney. Today we're diving deep into why that tough guy mindset is not only unhelpful but downright detrimental to your emotional well-being. We're going to unpack this myth piece by piece, revealing the truth behind stoicism and how it actually equips you to be stronger, more resilient, and ultimately happier. Think of it like this. True strength isn't about ignoring your emotions or pretending everything's fine, it's about understanding them, navigating them effectively, and using them as fuel for personal growth. You ready to ditch the outdated tough guy trope and embrace a more authentic, powerful way of being? Let's do this. Here are five key takeaways to remember as we unpack this myth. First, let's talk about suppression. The tough guy mindset often encourages us to bottle up our emotions, sadness, fear, anger, even joy. You know that feeling when something's bothering you, but you force yourself to act like everything's okay. That's suppression, and it's a recipe for disaster. It doesn't make your feelings disappear, it just pushes them underground where they fester and can eventually explode in unhealthy ways. Imagine a pressure cooker, eventually, that lid is going to blow off. Second, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. Think about it. Admitting you're struggling takes guts. It means being honest with yourself and potentially others about what you're going through. True strength lies in embracing our imperfections, asking for help when we need it, and trusting that our connections with others can support us. Third, understanding your emotions is key. The tough guy myth often promotes a disconnect from our inner world. Stoicism doesn't advocate ignoring feelings, it encourages us to observe them without judgment, understand their triggers, and learn how to manage them effectively. Think of it like learning a new language. The more you understand its nuances, the better equipped you are to communicate and navigate your emotional landscape. Fourth, resilience isn't about being impervious to pain. It's about bouncing back from setbacks stronger than before. The tough guy mindset often leads to denial and avoidance of challenges, but true resilience comes from facing them head-on, learning from our experiences, and adapting to change. Think of it like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. Finally, remember that authentic connection is essential. The tough guy myth often isolates us, pushing us to build walls instead of bridges. Stoicism values genuine connections with others, recognizing that we're all human beings navigating this journey together. Building meaningful relationships provides support, fosters empathy, and ultimately enriches our lives. Okay, let me paint you a quick picture. Imagine your coworker just blew off a major deadline, leaving you scrambling to pick up the pieces. You feel frustrated, stressed, maybe even a little angry. The tough guy mindset might tell you to swallow it down, grit your teeth, and power through. But what if, instead, you took a moment to acknowledge those feelings? You could take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and then approach the situation with a clear head. Maybe even have an honest conversation with your coworker about how their actions impacted you and work together to find a solution. That's resilience in action, acknowledging your emotions, taking responsibility for your reactions, and building a stronger connection through open communication. So there you have it. Remember, true strength comes from embracing vulnerability, understanding our emotions, connecting with others authentically, and facing challenges head-on. Ditch the outdated tough guy myth and step into your power. The world needs your genuine, courageous self. Want to continue this conversation? Hit me up on social media. Let me know what you think about this episode, share your experiences, ask questions, or just say hi. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, keep that stoic armor shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.